Hi everyone, welcome to this edition of Money That Is Intercontinental podcast. We are sorry we've been away for 2 weeks now. We have some technical issues to resolve, but as usual, we have myself on the call and my very beautiful partner. You want to introduce yourself?
Hi everyone, welcome back. I'm Hassana. We've missed you guys, and we hope you've missed us as well.
Hassana, I missed them more than you.
I don't think so. Oh. That cannot be possible.
You don't trust me, I missed you. My missing is more than you're missing.
Everything is competition. It's Nigeria's competition.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Anyway, but again, we're sorry we didn't, we've not been around, but we're back with yet another interesting episode for you guys. Hassana, do you want to introduce today's topic?
Yes, so today we'll be discussing due diligence before you pay. So basically vetting new international suppliers or clients.
Ah, okay, that's an interesting one. That's an interesting one. Just for people who are new to the podcast, the podcast is called Money That Is Intercontinental because, you know, we are talking about cross-border transactions, cross-border remittances, cross-border payments, and particularly businesses from one business to the other. First of all, what is due diligence? Hassana, you want to try that?
So in this context, it's basically taking steps. I'll add reasonable steps to avoid having issues in anything that you're involved in. Just taking the necessary and important steps in this regard when you have to do business. Because we always discuss cross-border payments and how one remit will help you achieve this without any issues. But it's very tempting to jump into business quickly, especially when the deal sounds good or the opportunity feels urgent. But to be honest, transferring large amounts of money to someone overseas, someone you have probably not met before, without doing proper checks and basically due diligence, can go sideways real fast. And that's why we are having this conversation.
Very, very correct. You know, it's good to have a brilliant side host. She can just take it away. My God. She can just take it away. But yeah, you've really set the stage for the conversation. A lot of transactions go sideways because of the absence of due diligence. Diligence could be as simple as asking for an invoice before you pay. It could be something as simple as confirming the account number, both from the receiver and from your banking app before you make that transaction. It could be something as simple as asking for a receipt of payment as proof that you've paid. You know, it could be something as simple as I'm requesting a proposal or terms of contract before you pay. You know, these simple things, they really go a long way to protect you and your business. As Hassana said, why due diligence matters? Hassana, you don't have to tell us if it's personal, okay? We have the answer, but have you been scammed before?
Have I been scammed? If I have not, but I have a lot of people that have been scammed. And I remember one situation where I was with this person, was trying to get some goods. He did like, he had a t-shirt, a clothing line. And we're both looking at this thing online, picking the best designs and all of that. I was there when he made payment, you know. Everything looked nice and authentic and all, but he was scammed. And we did not see the signs. So, yes, I've been involved in that. But personally, no.
Okay. That's interesting. But I know a story where somebody was going to get a laptop and then they paid the supplier, requested a 40% down payment, which, you know, sounds reasonable, sounds doable. And then after the 40%, at the time, the receiver was not yet aware that it was a scam. And they were still waiting and waiting. But where it began to look like a scam was where the supplier comes back to say, oh, could you make that 80% upfront. And the person said, oh, there's no problem. When we get the goods, we'll pay the balance. There's no need to make it 80% upfront since you're already bringing it. And they were not bringing anything. Eventually, it turned out to be a scam. So a lot of people have,
Yeah, we hear a lot of stories about this, especially small and medium businesses that lose a lot of money to shady clients. Sometimes it's like fraud, they pay, like you said, and the goods will never arrive. It can be quality issues, it can be hidden fees, or just ghosting. When the money lands, just ghost. I even read there was a stat that said, I think it was a 2023 industry report that said over 30% of small businesses engaged in cross-border trade experience some form of payment-related fraud or supplier misrepresentation. And the worst part of this is that most of it could have been avoided with just basic vetting upfront.
random question as an aside. Why do people ghost? Are they Casper's relatives?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe they are.
Because,
Just ghost. Everything are
I
ghosting,
mean,
ghosting.
because, anyway. So, yeah, even in business, ghosting is not just relationships alone. Even in business, people get ghosted. So, if you think that by not engaging in a relationship, nobody will ghost you, go and do business. Well,
Do business.
I'm sorry to inform you that you have not escaped ghosting. Ghosting is very abundant in business as well. And that's part of why we're talking about this. So how does one, I don't know about relationships. I'm not a relationship coach, but how does one mitigate or reduce or avoid ghosting as a business owner?
So there are practical steps we can use, right? It can be just doing a simple background check, starting with the basics, looking up their business name or government registries, corporate directories, and all in their country. Google their address, search for reviews. I think reviews are very, very important. Check LinkedIn to see if the executives and employees actually exist. Because there are sometimes you see businesses and all that claim to be big businesses, and you don't see anybody attached to the brand. So I don't understand where, like, are you in the bush?
They are operating underground.
So you want to verify that this is a real business and not just a digital front. Another one could be requesting official documentation. I mean, for instance, one remit, if you go on the website, you can already see how compliant we are, and it's very, very transparent. So it's very simple. If they don't have it, request for it. Don't be shy about asking for proof. If the suppliers are legit, they should have no problem sharing maybe a business license, references from past clients or partners. And if they hesitate, that's, you already know that's a red flag. And you know red flags, not like Femi said, it's not just relationship issues in businesses too. You already know that it's a red flag.
Yes,
Femi, is
it
there
is.
something else you want to
Yes, you're very right. You're very right. Requesting official documentation, fantastic. Requesting terms and conditions of payments, also correct. Requesting invoices and all of that, also correct. There's one other point you made, I'm trying to remember now, earlier. Also going through reputable businesses like OneRemit, so that they can also enforce the due diligence. It's not as if you cannot do business without any of these things, but they help keep you safe and help keep your money and your business safe.
So another one is assessing their professionalism.
How do you assess that?
Sometimes it's the little things that tell the truth. Are they responsive? Are they
Oh,
transparent? Do they have
yeah, correct.
yes, email domain, proper invoicing, or are they just rushing you to send money? Maybe using free Gmail addresses or just dodging direct questions. So it's really important to assess their professionalism. Also,
Sorry,
I will
to
just
interrupt.
chip in.
Sorry to interrupt. By the way, if you use Gmail address for your business and you're doing well for yourself, we're not shading you. We're just saying that sometimes it may not be the best of situations. Go on, please.
Yes. I'm just going to chip in one remit rule here because it's really important that we bring, I mean, it's a one remit podcast. And at one remit, we understand the stakes. And that's why we go beyond just helping you send money wisely. We are here having this conversation. So we go beyond send money, use one remit, and we're offering tools, resources. In this case, this podcast as well that supports your verification process. So whether you're paying a supplier or collecting from an overseas client.
I mean, yeah. The I wanted to finish so I could mention the website. I enjoy listening to your voice, so I just let that finish. So the website is oneremit.co. That's one O N E, sorry. O N E R E M I T dot C-O. O N E R E M I T dot C-O. Oneremit.co. Click on the button there and sign up. We're currently offering some special perks to businesses that sign up in this period. So if that's your jam, if that's something you're interested in, please sign up. And let's know how it goes. All right.
Yes, and something else that you should never forget is that you should always have a written contract or agreement. Even for small deals, you should clearly outline payment terms, timelines, if there's a dispute resolution, penalties.
Very correct.
Another thing is that I feel like if you have a small business, maybe in the past year you can easily just use your personal account, but right now, if you're a serious business owner, it takes nothing for you to have your own company account. So I feel like you should send payment to personal account. And finally, like what I've said, use a secure, traceable payment channel. And this is why I would suggest that you use OneRemit because we ensure that every international cross-border payment is safe and transparent and trackable.
Woo. All right. Hassanah is taking the words right out of my mouth. This is where we come to the end of today's podcast. Thank you very much, everyone, for listening on Spotify, on YouTube, on Substack, on Twitter. You guys are amazing. Thank you very, very much. To my beautiful co-host who puts up with me every week. Thank you very much. See you guys next week. Bye for now.
Bye.